We're understanding that the gopis could appreciate Krishna's beauty the most because their bhava and their love and submission to Krishna was the greatest. And the verse was cited how the gopis in Purvarag were glorifying the beautiful form of Krishna when he enters the forest, dressed so attractively and decorated so uniquely with one flower over his ear and his Vaijayanti garland swinging all the way down, to swinging back and forth, reaching down to his, practically to his feet. And he is more beautiful than any other person in the universe. And the purport, this purport is also in 10th canto, and this is actually Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. And they're describing the astonishing sweetness of that, of the sound and the form of Krishna standing in such a playful way. His crooked glances, his sweet smile, and so on, manifested within their hearts. Of course, when we do bhajan, we may take a verse like this. And of course, it is recommended that this verse from Vaino Gita, chapter 21, verse 5, this is a verse that is suitable for mantra upasana smaran, that a devotee that's aspiring to attain gopi bhav or appreciate Krishna from this angle of vision, he would chant the maha mantra and read this verse and meditate on this verse and pray to this verse and pray to the gopis who are seeing this, that they will share this vision with us and that we may also see what they're seeing, at least in a reflected way. It's called pratibimba. It's like a reflection, like in the mirror. You look in the mirror, you don't see the real image. You see a reflected image in the mirror. It's called pratibimba. When mercy comes to one, then the verses, these pictures of Krishna, these visions of Krishna become painted in the mind. They become revealed in the screen of the mind. So bit by, phrase by phrase, Vishwanath is unfolding each aspect of Krishna's astonishing beauty for us to at least think about. Thinking, then feeling, willing, then striving for, trying to see, trying to meditate on, and trying to serve, then on Krishna's own sweet will, he can reveal himself partially and even completely at a time of more advancement. In the middle of the locks of Krishna's, of the curly black hair on Krishna's head, there is a peacock feather crown that looks like a rainbow on a fresh rain cloud. So Krishna's body is a fresh rain cloud, and the beautiful peacock feather looks like a rainbow. The peacock feathers were a gift that were given from blissfully dancing peacocks. By wearing this crown on his head, dear Lalita Nayak Krishna reveals the different ecstatic symptoms of his beloved in an unprecedented way. So when the gopis see this peacock feather, it registers in their heart and mind, and they respond by, it says Hava and Bhava. It is, there's different manifestations of the excitement of love in their heart that are registered on their physical body. One manifestation is that their lips will start to quiver, which is when the heart is moved with loving, deep loving feelings for the beloved, then the lips actually move. It's called quivering or like moving. Without, it's not something you sit and do. If I asked you to quiver your lips right now, it will be a little difficult to have that motor control or that voluntary motor control over your lips to make them quiver. But when the heart moves in a certain way, in particular intimate circumstances with one of his most beloved, that automatically happens. So that when the gopis see Krishna's peacock feather, and they, mind you, these are gopis that have not even yet engaged intimately with Krishna. This is Purvarag, the intense loving attachment that develops in the heart of the Vrijbasis, specifically gopis, before they've actually met Krishna intimately or directly. Purvarag. This is one of the types of love and separation. There's Purvarag and Man, Premvaichitya, and Pravas or Durvas, Pravas, Rag. These are four types of love and separation. One is separation before you've ever met, and one is separation after you've met, and one is separation when you're meeting. When you're meeting direct, Krishna's sitting on your lap and you feel separation. Or you're with Krishna and you're meeting him, but then he comes late, and that's man, and that's separation when meeting, or supposed to meet and feel separation. Another type of separation, Krishna goes to a distant place. You've met him before, but he's gone to a distant forest, and that's Pravast, or then he goes to Mathura and Dwarka, that's Durvas, gone to a very distant place. There's four types of separation. There's Purvarag. So the Naka Chandrika, the shining bluish green center of the peacock feather, is the seal of cleverness in the loving affairs, Prema Vaidagda, that comprise the art of rasa. So if you look at a peacock feather, in the center, as some people, I mean, Darwin, he called it the eye of the peacock feather. Charles Darwin said, I am trying to explain the theory of evolution, but it mystifies, he wrote in his diary, but it mystifies my intelligence to understand what is the meaning, or what is the purpose of having an eye on the peacock feather? I don't see that in the terms of natural selection or need, this whole theory of evolution. What is the need? Feather is a feather. Why does it have an eye? It appears like a seal. A seal means an emblem or a sign. Why is there like, looks like an eye in the peacock feather? So this is called the Naka Chandrika, which is, if you look in the very center of a peacock feather, this kind of rounded area, it looks like an eye. Naka Chandrika means the a nail, actually. Naka means nail. It means the Chandrika means like moonbeams. The moon, it's because the mark looks like this. You know, it looks like this. And here it's called bluish green. Bluish green because when you combine blue with gold, then you get green. Bluish green. So Krishna's naka are his nails. And when Krishna's nails scratch the gopis in intimate pastimes, Krishna's nails and fingers are blue, and the gopis' bodies are golden. So when the bluish fingers and nails come in contact with the golden body, that makes green. Blue and gold, or blue and yellow, make green. And when he scratches and leaves mark, that mark is like Ardha Chandra. It's like Naka Chandrika. So when we see a peacock feather and say, wow, cool, blue and green, iridescent green. Because that's what the color is called. It's shining, effulgent, iridescent green. Wow, look at this peacock feather. And these gopis, these gopis that haven't met Krishna, but their older sisters have told them about what it's like to meet Krishna and even showed them some of those Naka Chandrika marks. They said, see this? See these marks over here? You know how I got these marks? No, how did you get those marks? I got these marks from Krishna. So then the peacock feather, when they see that peacock feather, and then they see that, they're reminded of what their sisters told them about Krishna. So then they glorify, oh, Naka Chandrika, the peacock feather on Krishna's, on the top of Krishna's turban with his Naka Chandrika. And then they see that, and then that they think, oh, this, maybe if Krishna, because we're falling in love with Krishna, and somehow if Krishna notices us, because we're completely attracted to Krishna, and if we behave in such a way, and if we vibrate in such a way, and if we have the proper bhav, then Krishna may become attracted to us. So that's why the sadhaka is also enjoined or told that he must develop intense purva rag in order to meet the Lord. The Lord is ready to meet each and every jiva at any moment, in any place, at any time. But that meeting will never be arranged until we fulfill our part of the bargain. Krishna is ready and willing, but the question is, are we ready and are we willing? And we're not ready or qualified until we have developed intense purva rag. Intense prior, purva means prior, intense prior attachment to serving Krishna with pure love and utmost submission. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. That Krishna is my only shelter, as the Gujaratis say in Vallabha Sampradaya. That is their Maha Mantra. Sri Krishnam Sharanam Mama, Sri Krishnam Sharanam Mama. The worshippers of Sri Natchi, Gopal Natchi, and Natwara. When Sri Krishna is my only shelter, when I have no other shelter and no other resource than Krishna, Krishna is my everything. Krishna Mama, Mama Krishna, Krishna is mine, Mamata. And I have nothing else. I have nothing else, and no other shelter, no other shelter, no other support, no other maintainer, no other sustainer than Bhagavan Sri Krishna. I am destitute. I am wretched, poor, devoid of anything. All I have is my Krishna, and his mercy is all I am made of, and his mercy is all I am composed of. So this is the gopis' bhav, and this is their mood. So when they see this peacock feather, it's the seal. It's like a seal. When in the old days they would have a letter, and they would seal the letter or close the letter with some hot wax. They would have some hot wax, and you can get these little designs cut in wood, and you press the wood on that wooden seal, and it makes on that form on the hot wax, and leaves an design. It's called a seal, or like they have a stamp on legal documents. They put the seal. So when the gopis see that, they say that this peacock feather, this is a seal. This represents Krishna's cleverness in the art of lovemaking, prema vidagdha. By wearing a peacock feather on his head, Krishna proclaims the victory of his beloved Radha in the previous night's pastimes in the pleasure groves. So Radharani, Krishna lost his peacock feather to Radharani, and then Radharani gave it back to Krishna. She said, all right. And so then Krishna accepted his defeat by wearing that peacock feather. So the peacock feather on Krishna's head is also a symbol of Radharani's victory and love. That's a very intimate topic. But nevertheless, in Purvarag, they're appreciating every aspect of Krishna's form, which is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, becomes an udipan, or a stimulant. When we see Krishna's peacock feather, just like Mukunda Das, I think it was Mukunda Das, he was the royal physician, and he was sitting on the dais on the stage with the Muslim emperor, and he was the doctor of that Muslim emperor, and they were fanning the Muslim emperor with a peacock fan, and not at first, but he ordered it to be fanned, and then they brought out that fan, and then they were fanning him, and then when Mukunda Das saw that peacock fan with so many hundreds of little peacock feathers on there, then he immediately thought of his beloved Krishna. He started remembering Krishna and his pastimes, going with the cows or with the gopis. And then he became so absorbed in Krishna's smaran that he forgot everything about the king and everything about the stage and everything about this material world. He entered deep into Leela smaran pravesh. And then he just became unconscious and rolled off the stage, absorbed in the rapture of divine bliss. And just by seeing a peacock feather. And oftentimes we're on Parikrama, we're in Vrindavan, some man comes with in his hand with a group of peacock feathers he just collected in the village. And he comes into Vrindavan to sell them. More mukut, more punk. Hey, Prabhu, Hare Krishna, more punk. Five rupees one. You know, this is, you know. And then, so if we actually were in Purvarag, we would see that. Ah. So this is the gopis. So we have a ways to go, I would say. So we'll continue appreciating the viewpoint of Bhav Drishti. It's called Bhav Drishti, the viewpoint of a gopi and gopi bhav in Purvarag tomorrow.